For most of my life, I lived without the awareness of Holy Spirit in me. I understood that God loved me and He sent Jesus, but this Holy Spirit thing was a little weird. I mean, I wanted Him, but I didn't allow myself to open up for all that Holy Spirit had to offer. But one day I met a lady who obviously walked with Jesus. She spoke with assurance and strength. She heard God speak, and I wanted that. So I prayed for more of Him and more awareness of His voice. The truth is, Holy Spirit is available. He's waiting on us to wake up to His presence. We get so used to doing life on our own that we forget that God has given His power, supernatural power, through His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is how we know Jesus. He gives us discernment of what to do, say, and pray. So how do we experience the life-changing power of the Spirit? The one simple thing I've started doing to release the peace and power of the Holy Spirit in my life is breathe. Take spiritual and physical breath for granted. We do. A severe case of bronchitis years ago sent me to the emergency room. My mom rushed me to the hospital as my face turned gray from lack of oxygen. It was bad. It made me appreciate breathing. There are other things I take for granted, like running water and electricity. I forget how much I rely on them until we can't use the water or the electricity goes off. The other day, when our water was shut off, I returned to my sink 4 times, only to be reminded there was no water. Our daily life becomes a habit, so I kind of appreciate days that remind me of the blessings I take for granted. This quarantine is reminding me of many things I've taken for granted too, like eating out at our favorite restaurant. But I digress. Just like simple things taken for granted, it's easy to take the Holy Spirit's presence for granted too. Take a deep breath in, long and deliberate. Hold it a few seconds. Not until you turn gray, please. And let it out slowly. One more time. Take a deep breath in. Hold it a few seconds. And then let it out slowly. Didn't that feel good? Not only do we take our breath for granted, we forget to breathe. This is true in the physical realm, but it also applies in our spirits. Just as we need to breathe for our lungs, we need to breathe in Holy Spirit. Many of us take Holy Spirit for granted too. This keeps us from living our full potential in Jesus. This lack of breath keeps us spiritually lethargic, not running with full power, the life color absent. Our spirits would be gray if we could see them. But the Holy Spirit is a prayer and a breath away. I love this prayer from Paul. He said, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you will know Him better." Ephesians 1:17. The Greek word for spirit is pneuma. Guess what it means? I've set you up for it. Pneuma is breath. So the Holy Spirit is like breath. Paul prayed for the holy breath of wisdom and revelation to begin so that the people would know the Father better. These are the meanings of the words in Greek. Wisdom equals knowledge of hidden things, learned, researched, deep understanding. Revelation equals uncovering, unveiling, disclosure. and no equals a knowledge that's in contrast to ignorance. Man, I'm geeking out. Do you see the richness of these words and their deeper meaning? Paul prayed for knowledge of hidden things. These things are learned by digging below the surface. He prayed for the people to no longer be ignorant of the life breath in them. Paul equated this power as the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Now that's powerful breath. How do we obtain it? Practice acknowledging the presence of God every time you breathe. As you do this, you will become more aware of His presence. Pray these prayers with your breathing. So take a breath. Holy breath, fill me. Take a breath. Help me know you better. As you take a breath, uncover what I can't see. As we partner with the Holy Spirit, the time together is strengthened by the power of the Word. This week our verses are all about the Holy Spirit. The first one is 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. The prompt is that the Holy Spirit is a deposit, a guarantee for all who trust Jesus, not just the super holy ones. So pray for the grace to trust Jesus and more awareness of His Holy Spirit. Close your eyes and practice breathing Him in and exhaling stress and worries out. 2 Corinthians 3:17 through 20. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The prompt is, I love this passage. Circle all the words that bless you. List some of the changes in your life that you have noticed since walking with Jesus. If you can't think of anything, ask God to change you and reveal the differences in time. Galatians 5:20-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The prompt is, which one of these fruit of the Spirit do you desire or lack the most? Write a prayer thanking Jesus for His Spirit and asking what you need to let go of so He can fill you. Romans 8:3-4. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so it condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The prompt is, let's try to intentionally live surrendered to the Spirit today. Breathe Him in. Breathe you out. Breathe in His wisdom. Breathe out your strife and worries. Whenever you have a decision to make today or feel a worry threatening peace, breathe and ask Holy Spirit to take over. Romans 8:5-6, our last verse. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on the flesh, what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Prompt is, this passage holds the secret to peace. Do you have peace in your life? Read these scriptures several times and ask and pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal why you do not have peace. What do you need to relinquish to Him? Grab the free printable to use this reading plan during your quiet time. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, breathe in us the Spirit that enables us to know you more. Don't let your people be ignorant. Reveal hidden things to us as we spend time with you and dig into research your word. Make us aware. Don't let us take breathing for granted. Amen.